Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 25th of June 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. It's a Thursday, which usually means it's time for our Thursday Night podcast. It's that little point of the week where we start to think about the weekend and what we're going to do at the weekend. The planning night, I like to think of it. Now tonight I want to give you a glimpse into my weekend plans, and usually they involve lots of gardening, which, as you know, this weekend will be no different. But I have got a few bumps along the way. Last weekend we were at Gardener's World, so I was hoping to make up for it this weekend. But I've no doubt you've noticed it has been hot over these last few days. Really record-breaking temperatures. And that heat is going to continue into the weekend. So we've got to be careful with what we do. And it's that Saturday is a bit of a big day because it's my sister who's getting married. So it's going to be a busy day. Luckily, that's not till the afternoon. So I've got a bit of time in the morning. Now, this all means that I have always try and think ahead, but I've really got to plan my weekend a little bit more carefully. With it being so hot this week, I've just naturally been finding myself waking up around 5:30 in the morning. And that meant I've been out in the garden at 6 a.m. before work. Gone out with Roxy, with the chickens. I've absolutely loved it. The air has still been warm at that time of the morning, but it's just quiet. It's just the sense of getting ahead before the day even starts. And that is my plan to carry on this weekend. Now at this time of day I'll be heading straight down to the allotment on Friday and Saturday and just focusing on a few jobs that really need doing down there. I've harvested all my cherries this week from the allotment, which has been fantastic, and we've got loads of cherries in our freezer, but that now means it's time to prune the stone fruit trees. The timing is just right. Stone fruit trees we prune in the summer. Now, of course, I'll be trimming and cutting the grass. Not too early that I'm going to be doing that, though, because it might upset some of our neighbours with the noise. And then there's still the little corner with all the brambles. I just want to clear. It's not an easy job, but it does need doing. And once it is completed, I do think I would feel all the better for it. However, one thing I'm really grateful for is that the watering hasn't been too bad this week, despite the heat. I've popped my allotment every evening on the way home from work and I've checked on things. And thankfully, it hasn't needed much in the way of watering. And this is all thanks to the mulch. And honestly, mulch is doing all the heavy lifting right now. I really, really cannot praise it enough at the moment. On the allotment, it's straw, but it's doing a fantastic job. Now added to that, over the weekend back at home in the cooler parts of the day, if I'm down in the allotment in the morning, cooler parts of the day, the evening usually, we've made quite a bit of progress in the garden actually, but I'm really not happy with the chicken area. It needs a good trim, but to be fair, the overgrown foliage might actually be giving the chickens a bit of a relief from the heat at the moment, so I'm a little unsure if I'm going to trim that down this weekend. Now along with that as well, we've got my edible and nature pond. Now, I created this to bring in pests, to bring in the predators for the pests, sorry. But I also wanted it to be edible. You know me, everything has to be edible. The area around it has just got a little bit overgrown. So I just want to tidy it up and just make it a little bit more inviting for frogs and toads and all the other little helpers that just help keep the garden coming alive. Now, of course, please do share with me what your plans are for this weekend, whatever you're doing. However, please take it steady. It is going to be hot. Don't try to work in the hot parts of the day. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids. We had somebody at work who fainted through working too hot today. Luckily, he was okay, and it meant that we actually finished work a lot earlier. It was decided it was too dangerous for us to work, which was very, very welcome. Now, if you are looking for a few gentle gardening jobs that just suit the heat, here are a few ideas. Early morning or late evening watering. Focus on deep soaking. Not little sprinkles, a good deep soaking. Harvest some fruit tree, soft fruit trees, raspberries. Let me start that again, sorry. Harvest some soft fruits, raspberries, currants, cherries, just before the birds get interested. Keep on top of those and make sure you get plenty in your freezer. Light pruning of stone fruit once you've finished picking them as well. That's peaches, nectarines, cherries, and so on. And the mulching beds that are drying out quickly. Grass clippings, straw, compost, anything that you have that can be used as a mulch, use it. Now, it's going to be a good opportunity to sow some heat-loving crops, such as basil or dwarf beans. And then, of course, just observe in your garden. Just notice what's thriving, what's struggling, and what small tweaks you can make yourself. Now, this brings me up to the seed that we have sown today, which is Radicchio Palla Rossa. And it is a delicious one. Radicchio, I think, is undervalued, but I think it looks good in the garden. It tastes great as well. And it is just a great plant to grow. And personally, I actually grew some of these, well, quite often grow these plants. I let one of these flower and it produced some of the most beautiful blue flowers I have ever seen. They really do give you something special if you just leave them. Now, to start, just simply fill a tray or a pot with a good quality seed compost. I did mine in my normal plug plant starters, just throw them down lightly and made sure it got a level surface. You could, if you're doing it that in trays, just sprinkle the seeds thinly across the top. Don't need to be spaced perfectly, just enough that they're not all clumped together. And then just cover them over with a light dusting of compost. And I basically tried to get one seed per plug plant, which isn't easy, but that's how I try and do it. Basically, it's a very light covering with compost, just enough to hide them and make sure that they can then germinate. Bit of gentle watering so you don't disturb the surface. I prefer to do mine from below, i.e. I place my plug plant trays in a tray of water and let the water soak up from bottom. Keep the tray somewhere cool and shaded while they germinate. Once the seedlings are big enough to handle, we can then prick them out into individual modules or small pots and grow them on. This is why I do mine in plug plant starters, because I don't have to worry about that stage. But as they grow, we do need to make sure they get into bigger and bigger pots until they're ready to go in their locations. That's obviously when they're sturdy enough and the weather is right. Plant them out into a well-prepared soil, given it just enough plant room to form a nice tight head, a good 15 centimeters of space between each plant. Now, all you do is let them grow and they produce, they're almost like a lettuce. They're a bit bitter tasting, but they produce a tight head lettuce. Cut that off at the base when it's nice and tight, and there you go. That is your radicchio. Great in a good number of salads. Well, that is it for me from tonight. Once again, please look after yourselves in this heat. I know it is hot. It's very hot here, but please look after yourselves in the heat. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back again on Sunday. We've got a live stream on Sunday as well, and I'm hoping to get some stuff on social media soon as well. Anyway, until next time, please take care.